Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and welcome to my kitchen. Today we're doing something a little bit different. I'm going to show you a very practical recipe for my super healthy blueberry spinach smoothie. This is what I try to eat every single morning to get my day started. This is what you should be eating if you're trying to do any kind of serious consciousness work. You need to be cleaning up your diet and cleaning up what you're feeding your mind. It's very important that you get the right diet to get the clean kind of mind that you're shooting for, to be able to do your meditation, your contemplation, your self-inquiry, and so forth. So without further ado, let's get started. Let me introduce to you all the stuff we're gonna be working with, and then I'm gonna mix it all for you together here. And it's it only takes about 5 minutes to make this thing. So what we first start with is you need a high quality blender. I'm using a professional grade Ninja blender. It's a 1,000-watt blender. This is the base. This is the attachment part. It's got a pretty serious industrial grade blade attachment. It's very sharp, and it can fit a lot of stuff in here. I recommend that you do invest $100 to $200 in a high quality blender like this, because if you buy the cheap ones, they're not going to last you very long. They're not going to properly blend your food. I find that this thing here works way better than any kind of cheap blenders. So we've got that. What else we got is we've got some frozen blueberries, which is one of the key components here, organic frozen blueberries. These are nice in that you can store them in your freezer for a very long time. You can buy them ahead of time. That means you always have all the ingredients you need in stock. I also have one ripe banana, which is going to give us the good consistency, the texture, that creaminess, and also it gives you the sweetness, because that's the only source of sugar aside from the blueberries in this entire recipe. What else we have is we have almond milk, and this particular brand, it's got a flavor of coconut in it as well. So it's basically almond milk with a little bit of coconut cream, and then some trace elements and stuff, some salt and whatnot. But other than that, it has no sugar or anything else in here that junks it up. So this is just a high quality almond milk. Then, of course, we've got baby spinach leaves. These are organic. They're already pre-washed. We're going to put those in there. And those are the main ingredients. And then what I have is some additional supplement type things, which I like to put in there. So I use a matcha green tea as a supplement for antioxidants. Also a freeze-dried beet juice powder. It's just a powder, and I'll show you this when I'm assembling. I'll show you the powders, what they look like. This is also healthy. I've got some fresh ground vanilla bean here, which gives it a little vanilla flavor. And then I use some raw organic cocoa powder, just a little bit, also for the antioxidants. So let's go ahead and start to assemble all these things together. So first, what am I measuring with here? I have a 1/2 cup scoop, and this is what I use to make all my measurements. So I'm going to start with the blueberries, and I'm going to take 1/2 cup, and then 1/2 cup. So this ends up being in total 3/4 cup of frozen blueberries. Then I will measure out my almond milk. Let me get this a little closer here. The almond milk, I do the same amount as the blueberries, so it's going to be, that's 1/2 cup right there, and then another 1/2. So that's 3/4 cup total of almond milk. And then we're going to do the banana. I find that if you have one very large, ripe banana, that ends up being the perfect quantity and consistency and sweetness level, at least for me. You can, of course, experiment and find your own proportions of all these ingredients. It's pretty flexible here. The more banana you do, the sweeter it's going to be, and the smoother and creamier it's going to have that texture. So we have that. Then what I do is I add all the supplement stuff. So I have 1/2 teaspoon here. That's what I measure my beet juice. It's just like a dark red powder. I put 1.5 scoops in. Then the matcha green tea. This is also a powder. It's just a dark green powder like this. So I put about 1.5 scoops of that. The ground vanilla, you only need a little bit. This is just kind of like for flavor, almost like you're just peppering or salting your food. Just a little bit of that in there to give it a nice flavor. And then the cocoa powder. Raw cocoa powder can be rather bitter, so I don't put much in there. This is what it looks like. Okay. And we're almost ready. The only thing we need that's left is the spinach. As far as spinach goes, I like to put in about 2 handfuls. So I would consider like that's like 1 handful. 2 handfuls, maybe a little bit more. So the more spinach you put in there, the healthier it's going to be. But the less sweet it's going to taste, and also the texture is going to be kind of chunky. So you want to find what level of healthiness you're willing to tolerate. At first, you're going to probably want to go light on the spinach, and then you'll want to increase more spinach as you accustom yourself to this kind of health food. So we've got that. Let me get the lid to close it up. All right, and now we're ready to blend. All right, here we go. Okay, and there it is. That's done. Let me now pour it into a cup for you. So this makes a little bit more than a cup. There's still some left in there, but it makes basically one tall glass full. And it looks kind of purplish because of the blueberries and the beet juice powder. It gives it that color. And there you have it. Because of the banana and because it was fairly ripe, it tastes pretty sweet. So this is definitely not how most people start their morning. Most people start their morning with cereal, bagels, a heavy breakfast, or just like sugar, candy bars, protein bars, all this sort of nasty stuff. So what you've got here is you've got a completely raw, fresh, alive drink. This thing here will give you at least a couple of hours of no hunger in the morning. So you can start this, drink this on your way to work. If you're sitting at the computer and you're just checking your emails, this is perfect for chugging down while you're doing that. It only takes about 5 minutes to make. This is a very practical recipe. So what the point of all this is that you actually need to not just have more recipes, more healthy recipes in your life, of course, but you want recipes that you can use almost every single day so that you're automating your healthy diet so that it just becomes automatic, effortless, and you're just doing it every single day without any problem. Now, here's the trade-off. The trade-off is that you're not going to get as much variety in your diet. And hey, I'm like the average person. I like to have a lot of variety in my diet. But what I've also discovered is that what are my highest priorities? If my highest priorities are self-actualization, growth, raising the quality of my consciousness and maintaining it throughout the day, getting the results that I want with my meditation practice, with my self-inquiry, with my contemplation, and so forth. If I want to live a philosophical kind of lifestyle, the sagely kind of lifestyle, I need to make sure that my diet is proper. It's very difficult to do that on your standard American diet. So over the last decade, I've been cleaning up my diet a lot. Compared to the average person, my diet is extremely healthy, but it could still be a lot healthier. So over the next year, I'm committing to finding more practical, healthy recipes that I can just put in place and make my meals very routine. So I take a sacrifice in terms of variety of flavor, because if I'm drinking this every morning, it might seem kind of boring to you, like, oh, well, Leo, I have to drink that every single morning now. Yeah, it's boring compared to eating all the different junk food that you eat, but it doesn't taste that bad. And the performance results that you get outweigh any short-term cost. So you have to have the vision of what you're shooting for. If you have nothing that you're really working on in your life, you don't have a life purpose, you don't have a meditation practice, you're not really raising the quality of your consciousness, then you've got no reason to be eating healthy, you see. But if you do, then these sorts of recipes are very important. And what I find is that I need recipes that are fast to make, that are very practical, ingredients that I can go buy quickly, ideally ingredients that I can stock up for a long time so that I don't have to be going to the store every single other day stocking up on these ingredients. So this smoothie qualifies for most of those, on most of those points. It's pretty easy to make. It's fairly inexpensive. One of these smoothies costs you just a couple of dollars to make, and that's if you're using organic ingredients. If it's non-organic ingredients, it'll be less than a buck to make this thing. Give this a shot. Try it out for the next week. Try it out for the next month. One smoothie every single morning. Replace your breakfast with it, whatever your standard breakfast was. And just take a look at the performance benefits that you get. And then at the end of that trial period, ask yourself, is that worth it to you? And if you're really into self-actualization, I think you'll find that it is. So in the future, I want to share some more practical recipes that I've been putting into place in my life. Just stuff that's very healthy, very easy to make. I can make large batches of it and then just store it and keep it for a long time. And it makes my meals very easy. And then it allows me to free up the time and the mental and physical energy so that I can do the self-actualization work that I need to be doing every single day. So try it out. Let me know in the comments below what you think and what it tastes like if you're actually experimenting with this. And I'll have some more healthy recipes for you in the future. So stay tuned.